Well, yesterday was a red letter day for the FBI and the Department of Justice with the redacted FBI affidavit. It's like 99% redacted. Everybody knew he was going to do that. I'm surprised they even had the president's name in it. But I'm sure it'll leak out eventually. And we will really see what was the precipice of this raid on Mar-a-Lago and the president's home. Correction, one of the president's home. We are officially in a recession, unfortunately. It's not good, folks. It's not good being 2 years away where we could possibly replace this rotten president who's done nothing to help the economy, only hindering with restrictions and environmental laws that are unsustainable for this country. Once again, California, leaders in absolute crazy, have, sorry if there's any listeners from California, but your government is nuts. California has, signed into legislation that by 2035, you are not going to be able to buy a gas vehicle there. California, folks. California. It's crazy. It starts with a C and it's crazy. It really is nuts out there, let me tell you. I wouldn't go to California for all the money in the world. And I mean that. No way. Matt Araiza, the Buffalo Bills rookie punter, did some very disgusting things when he was in college at San Diego State. So much, in fact, it was really, really disgusting. He admitted to having sex with the girl on a record with the San Diego Sex Crimes Unit after the unfortunate young lady reported the gang rape. I don't like talking about this stuff. It just makes my skin crawl. It's really, really bad. It's a bad look for the NFL, even though this happened when he was not a member of the NFL. But it's really a bad look, especially with them just getting over the Deshaun Watson sexual abusing thing with 30-odd women, with masseurs and all that stuff. Well, he's a real creep. But we are in a recession, folks. It took Joe Biden less than 2 years to take one of the greatest economies anybody has ever seen into the trash heap. Less than 2 years, we were in a trash heap, and no way out, folks. Because he does not know how to get us out. He's a senator, and historically, senators make rotten presidents. And he's a senator, and he was vice president, but come on, seriously? What did he do as Veep? What does any Veep do? They're a placeholder. But that's what it is. That's what it really is. I don't know if you can hear my cat meowing in the background. She's about 1.5, and she's in heat. I would have already taken her to get a heat, fixed or spayed, but she's an inside cat, and when I did take her, the vet said that she needs to gain weight as she was the runt of the litter. And believe me, this cat eats like a lion on a safari. I mean, she eats food like crazy. I'm constantly filling a bowl and putting down wet food and all that kind of stuff. But man, can she eat. But she doesn't gain any weight because she runs around his house like a nut. I'm sure if you listen to my other podcasts, I'm sure you can hear me hollering at her. But, you know, she's a good cat. I found her underneath my house. And I trapped her. I brought her in, and 2 weeks later, I let her out of the cage, and she's been part of the pride ever since. I have four cats here in my bunker. I just want to say that if you need a good internet system, so far, so good. T-Mobile has done gangbusters. It's doing really well. I had a rotten company before. I mean, it was horrible. But this one is doing pretty decent so far. All right. I've talked for 8 minutes and 30 seconds. It's just a short one tonight because I am kind of tired. All right, folks. Good night.